The seventh day of the blessed month of Barramutta, the departure of the righteous Saint Joachim, the father of the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary. On this day, the just and righteous man Saint Joachim, the father of the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, departed. He was born in the city of Nazareth and was a descendant of King David and the tribe of Judah. His wife Hannah had been unable to have children, and they both prayed and entreated God continually to give them a child. And God gave them a good fruit, which was the Virgin Saint Mary. After God had pleased Joachim with the birth of Saint Mary, Joachim presented her to the temple to serve as he had vowed. Joachim departed in peace at the age of 80 years old, when the Virgin Saint Mary was only 3 years old. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, Saint Anba Macrobius, the son of the governor of the city of Cao, departed. When Anba Severus, patriarch of Antioch, was wandering around the cities of Upper Egypt, he came to the city of Cao, and Macrobius ministered unto him. He accompanied Anba Severus on his visit to the monastery of Anba Moises. From what Macrobius saw from the holiness of the monks and their asceticism, made him ask Anba Moises to accept him as a monk. Anba Moises explained to him the hardships of the monastic life. Anba Moises asked him to resign his position and to relinquish all his money and possessions. He went to Cao and appointed his brother in his place, then returned to the monastery and put on the monastic garb. When the brothers of Macrobius, who were Paul, Elias, and Joseph, saw what their brother had done, they came to him and became monks by the hand of Anba Moises. Anba Macrobius built many monasteries. There were about 1,000 monks and about 1,000 nuns under his guidance. He built many places for the poor and the needy, and also built many churches and monasteries. God granted Saint Macrobius the gift of healing the sick. When Pope Theodosius, the 33rd patriarch, heard of him, he wrote praising and encouraging Macrobius, and he asked Macrobius to come for the people of Alexandria that they could receive his blessing. When Macrobius came, the Pope ordained him a priest, and then he returned to his monastery. After Macrobius finished his good strife, he departed in peace. Multitudes gathered from all the nearby cities, and his brother Anba Yusab, who was appointed as his successor in running the monasteries, prayed over his brother Anba Macrobius and buried him. The appearance of his body was on the seventh day of Tuba, 733 years after his death. That was in the days of Anba Yusab, bishop of Achmim, and the archon Isaac, who was the scribe of Prince Izzeldin el-Hamawi. Anba Yusab took the body out of its tomb in the mountain and down to the church of the monastery, where they buried him with hymns and praises. May the prayers of Saint Macrobius be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day is a commemoration of the martyrdom of Saint Agapius and Theodora. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.